U.S. political and military leaders have been fully capable of orchestrating false flag operations that would kill innocent people, including American citizens, to achieve political goals. What motive could U.S. leaders have had for orchestrating the attacks of 9/11? Unashamedly laying down the rules of world order and being prepared to enforce them. I will argue that the attacks of 9/11 were false flag attacks, orchestrated to marshal support for a war against Muslim and Arab states as the next stage in creating a global Pax Americana, an all-inclusive global empire. The evidence that 9/11 was a false flag operation is very strong. Most Americans, however, reject this idea on a priori grounds, thereby refusing even to consider the evidence. The main a priori assumption is that American political and military leaders simply would not carry out such a heinous act. But this assumption is undermined once we know something about the history of false flag operations. The administration still had to wage a propaganda offensive to convince the public that Saddam was involved in 9/11, was connected to Al-Qaeda, and illegally possessed weapons of mass destruction. Ordinary Americans wanted to strike back at the terrorist enemy, even though they weren't sure exactly who the enemy was. Moreover, they were fearful of more attacks and were susceptible to the administration's propaganda that the United States had to strike Iraq before Iraq somehow struck the United States. There are also many problems in the official story about Osama bin Laden. In June of 2001, when he was already America's most wanted criminal, bin Laden reportedly spent 2 weeks in the American hospital in Dubai, where he was visited by the local CIA agent. Also, after 9/11, when America was supposedly trying to get bin Laden dead or alive, the U.S. military evidently allowed him to escape on at least 4 occasions, the last one being the Battle of Tora Bora. Although the Bush administration promised the Secretary of State Colin Powell would provide a white paper with proof that the attacks had been planned by bin Laden, this paper was never produced. Building 7, which was not hit by a plane, had fires on only a few floors, according to all the photographic evidence and several witnesses. The collapse of Building 7 has been recognized as especially difficult to explain. The collapses of the Twin Towers and Building 7 all manifested many standard features of controlled demolition. Accordingly, if we accept 9/11 as a revelation of the American Empire, the basic values it embodies, must we not conclude that this empire is itself evil?